Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1078. This is your host, Danny, and I'm live here at 368. I've been working on a pretty cool project here with the whole team. We invited a first responder that was also a huge fan of GTR, and he lives here locally in New York City. And I told him, hey, we're going to have a GTR meetup. Can you show up? And so the surprise was, he is the first consumer in the world to play Xbox Series X. And I let him play for like a good 60 minutes or so. And after the recording, after we did the whole thing, we surprised him with a couple of gifts, 1 year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, and also brand new Astro A20s, which also is compatible with the Xbox Series X. So it was an amazing, amazing experience, and we're gonna talk to him about that. So I did a recording with him right after that, and it was a good 20 or 30 minutes or so of our conversation, and he tells me all the behind the scenes, what happened, like him getting prepared, like to come to the meetup and practicing, because he thought he was gonna record just a podcast and that's it, you know. So it was cool. So but first, head over to Game Attack Radio, listen to our past episodes. You could find us on any podcast app. All you have to do, and search for Gamertag Radio on any podcast app. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, and make sure to spread the word about GTR. But also, if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion and also segment, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to go now straight to the audio. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Me, last night, me and my wife were practicing like interview questions. Like, no, I was going to speak to you. So I was like, what am I going to do?
Just... Oh, so you had no idea about Series X, nothing?
No, I just knew we were going to meet up. So I thought we were going to just talk games.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so I want to be professional. I want to. So late at night before we're going to bed.
Yeah.
And this was like midnight or a little past midnight. We're talking about, okay, give me a question. Like, kind of like 20 questions.
Yeah.
She was like, why do you like Xbox? Like, what's good about Xbox? And so I would come up with an answer like, oh, you know, that they have a great... So... Yeah, I was doing the whole thing, like
that's
an interview,
cool. That's
you know?
Cool. Yeah.
And, you know, she would ask me other stuff. She doesn't know much, you know, but she was still knowing what to ask, yeah. You know? So I was preparing for, like, I'm meeting Danny.
So you knew, it's podcast related. You knew it was podcast related.
I thought it could be like something where like a bunch of us were gonna meet and talk about games, yeah. Maybe talk about Xbox. Even though you know you it's not like you're only Xbox. You know, it could have been anything. It could have been PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox.
Yeah.
But you know, I knew we were gonna talk games, so I was like, you know, what questions? Like when I had questions like when was the first time I got a system? You know, they ask those type of questions. You have to remember your first game or your first system. So I was like, oh, was it the Sega? You know, stuff like that. So,
oh, we're recording? Oh, snap.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got to leave that in there. All right. So, first of all, thank you for watching this and also listening to this podcast. I have one of our listeners. His name is Michael Santiago from the Bronx, New York City here. We've never met. This is our first time.
That's right.
First time.
Yeah.
So, what happened was set up this like a consumer experience where he came here, mm-hmm. and he came to 368, and he had no idea that we were going to record him getting his reaction to actually playing the Xbox Series X for the first time. So he's the first consumer in the world to do this. So
I have to mention this because this is important. No other company has ever sent like a retail console over a month in advance in the history that I know of gaming. Unless anybody could correct me, please let me know. But I think this is the first time. So this is your the first time that a consumer got to play the console before anybody else, besides press and influencers and content creators. You know what I'm saying? So you're the first one, Michael.
First one. And we always say the first consumer was from the Bronx. Came from the Bronx, New York.
Yeah. So the reason why, Michael, I decided to do this is because I know that you've been very vocal on our Discord channel. Mm-hmm. And you're a first responder and a huge gamer, right? So I was like, man, I want to do something special for you because I know you've been through a lot, not only you, but a lot of other people because of the situation that we're in right now. And I think this was like the perfect way to say thanks to you and to the first responders, especially here in New York City. We were like, it was pretty bad around March, April, right? But I know there's a story. Yeah. About that, you want to let the listeners?
Yeah, so I started as a paramedic for about almost seven years in New York City Fire Department, and I got my nursing degree. I became a nurse, and in March 2020, I got my first job at Lincoln Hospital in the ER, and right in the smack of the pandemic, which is like the worst time. Wow. You can imagine to start a job. All I knew working as a nurse, still to this day, is wearing two masks all day, you know, dealing with patients. Every patient could be COVID. You never know. Mm-hmm. So it's been a crazy year, and to say the least, with all the patients we had and the pandemic, it really hit the Bronx especially. Because high rate of asthma and all type of medical problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, the community. And so the pandemic hit the Bronx especially extremely hard. And the stuff I would see is like straight out of a movie. You couldn't even write the script of the stuff that I saw. And so for you to, you know, give me this opportunity, and even just to hang out with you, it changed the year of 2020 around completely.
That's good, man.
To like such a positive, and not to lessen the pandemic. It's, you know, it's a tragedy what's been going on this year, and I've been going through a lot with it, trying to do my best for the community. But something like this is just so positive that it really puts a highlight in a good way to this year, which could have been just a completely negative, unfortunate year. You know, something you just want to forget. Now I won't forget it, not just because of the craziness, but also because of this opportunity that I got.
Yeah.
I won't forget it for that too. And it's humbling, and I really appreciate what you did for me, and there's no way I could return the favor of what you did.
Yeah,
so it's unbelievable.
And so, and you know what? You had no idea.
I had no idea.
So I mentioned to him, and I was like, yeah, I invited a bunch of GTR members. We're going to come over here at 368. We're just going to hang out. So GTR meetup. And he's like, all right, man, who's coming? I didn't want to answer that question. I'm like, I can't say, like, you know. So I told him, hey, bring your ID. First of all, I wanted to know your name so I could look you up and everything. So,
make sure I'm good.
So, yeah. So, yeah, so see if you're official, what you worked, everything. So I did it in a slick way. So I said, hey, bring your ID. By the way, what's your name? So we could write you down. Mm-hmm. And I went all out just to find out more about you, man. So you had...
You asked me for my social. That was weird at that point.
You had zero idea.
Yeah.
That was not... So you thought it was like the Xbox Series X at all?
No, I thought we were going to talk games. The night before, I was like asking my wife, hey, can you give me some interview questions about video games?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, what was your first video game console? Yeah. And I was like, it was the Sega Genesis, you know, and I started going on the console war and all that stuff just to like spice things up. Yeah. And then she's like, okay, great. Next question is like, why do you like what do you think about the Xbox, the business plan of like Game Pass? I had to tell her because she didn't know what Game Pass is. Yeah. Tell me about Game Pass. Ask me about Game Pass. So she's like, what's Game Pass? So I was like, oh, good. Thank you, Danny. I would call her Danny. I was calling her Danny in the middle of the night.
That's so crazy.
I was like, thanks, Danny. She's, yeah. And then I would just, and that's what I thought I was getting into. Yeah. You know, to be there with the members of like the community mm-hmm. and Danny talking about games.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
So, okay, my next question. Your reaction. You by the door. Mm-hmm. You were about to get in. Like, how was... Because they were putting your mic on and everything. Like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on?
So how was the reaction from there to you sat down?
I thought it was just, you know, being, precautious, you know, just because of COVID and everything going on, pandemic and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, everyone is suited up, PPE, protection. And Danny, you know, mentioned that. You mentioned that, saying that everyone's going to be, it's going to be safe, protected, huge studio.
Yeah.
And, so I'm like, okay, and then micing up, I'm gonna talk to Danny, so I guess you need a mic, you know?
Yeah.
All this I've never done before, so I'm like, okay, this is all part of talking with the boys in a setting like this. So I go in, and then I see Danny. He all I see is like some eyes, and you could tell it's Danny, but he's head to toe in full gear.
Yeah.
But even though he's head to toe full gear, maybe like 2 inches of face in there, I could tell something's going on. I'm like, wow, like I can't believe it's Danny over there. And he just seemed happy. He seemed excited. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, I guess, but I had no idea why you were so excited.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't get to see the Xbox Series X at all?
No,
because it was behind me. So I'm like, oh, you probably saw it.
No, I did not until, like, I sat down. Still didn't see it because you're in front of it.
Yeah.
So I still didn't see it, and it wasn't until you started talking about like, hey, listen, it's not what you think, basically. You know, and then you broke it down. You know, you were in front of it. I couldn't see it. I had no idea. I thought we were just gonna sit around and talk. Still, until you were like, oh, by the way, bam.
Yeah.
Here's the Series X. And you're gonna be the first one to play.
So how you felt when I mentioned that to you? Because I was smiling. I was the coolest experience ever.
Yeah, yeah. For you it was. For me, it was like I was in shock. I felt like I was getting pale. I felt like, you know, you start sweating, you get nervous and stuff. So I'm getting nervous. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
And because you know, you don't experience this stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was in like in shock. I couldn't believe this was happening to me in this crazy year, you know what I mean, in this craziness, to have something good, like, and something incredible, not just good, this is like incredible experience happening right now in this year, to just put the icing on the cake of this year. This is it. This is the best part. What I'm gonna remember the most.
So you had 60 minutes to try out any game that I have installed mm-hmm. into the system. So your thoughts about the Xbox Series X? Because one thing I mentioned to you, and I asked you while you were playing, did you pre-order a system? And you said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you test it out for a bit, and we will talk about the games in a few minutes, what are your thoughts about, like, quick resume, loading time, just switching to different games during that time that you were playing?
Okay, so the graphics, incredible. You know, the frame rate, everything is smooth, slick, and that was expected. You know, it's next gen, so every generation it gets better and better.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't expect was the quick resume. And every time they advertise it and they talk about it, it's like, okay, maybe it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
But to see it in action, to open up a game, play it. You know what? Let me try another one. It's not something you're going to do all in an hour. You're not going to play 5-6 games in an hour. But if you think about it like this, you play, there's like 3 big games you want to play in that month. You won't ever have to see the load up of the game. It's always going to be quick resume. Whether you shut off the games, whether you shut off the Xbox or... and leave it for a whole day. The next day, you come in, you play whatever game you're going to play, Yakuza, Halo, then you switch up to Doom, it's just going to go right into it. You're never going to see the start of it. It's just going to start off where you were. And I think that is going to be huge in this generation.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't wait.
And here's an experiment I did. So I was playing Yakuza and I was playing Gears and Destiny. Like, I just switch it up here and there. So the games that stayed back as part of Quick Resume, and I was playing my current game, I shut down my console completely.
Mm-hmm.
Even took the cable out, put it back in, turned it on. I went back to the games that were Quick Resume, and I still continued from there.
Wow.
So anything that that you have currently open while you turn it off, that would disappear.
Yeah.
But everything else, Quick Resume.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a multiplayer game, like let's say Destiny, it's not going to work because it's a multiplayer game. It's like similar to like when you try to pause Destiny or Halo multiplayer or Gears multiplayer. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
But anything single player, like you, what I know is you were switching from Gears 5 to Yakuza to, I forgot what other games you tried out.
Doom.
Yeah, you were switching
back
and forth. I'm like, man, he's really liking this Quick Resume.
Yeah.
You were going back and you were even testing it out. Like, all right, let me try this, let me try that.
Yeah. And a part of me plays like that now. Like, I play games for a little bit and then I'll try another one.
Yeah.
You know, just to keep the energy going. You know what I mean? Switch it up a little bit. Play an hour here, play an hour something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that you could do that, but start off right where you left off. It could be a cutscene. It could be middle of a fight. It could be any at any point of the game. You know, like in Dirt, you could be in a race, and then you're turning on a lap. Switch it up. Mm-hmm. You know, the wife comes in, they're like, "Oh, I want to play Ori or something like that." All right, fine. Go ahead, you can have it.
Exactly. And then when you go back, yeah.
you remember, oh man, like lap three, this is a big lap. Let me get back in it.
Yeah.
You start it up, finish the race. Not just finish the, like, not even start over. You're just going to finish that lap. You're going to finish that turn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now, what about loading time?
Loading time's sick.
Because here's the thing. Before, we'll get something to drink.
Yeah.
Check Twitter. While it's loading,
yep.
you come back, all right, I can start the game.
Yeah.
But there was no time for that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change up my routine.
Exactly.
A month from now. Like my coffee in the morning with a little Destiny to start off the day. I'm going to have to figure something out now because Destiny, I'm going to have to make the coffee before I decide to play Destiny.
Yeah.
Because once you start with this generation, once you start a game, you're in the game, basically.
And not only that, none of the games are optimized. None of them. Yeah. So we'll probably get that update later this month, closer to launch or something like that.
Yeah.
But you were the whole time, wait a minute, so this is like, this is official? Like, this is legit? Like, I was like, not 100%. That's just the game.
Yeah.
Once it get optimized, it might load even faster. It might even look better. It depends on the game. You know, so like Sekiro. I think that was called, right? Sekiro. The one that's like a ninja, samurai.
Yes.
Not ninja, samurai. That one, current game, the current gen is 30 FPS.
Mm-hmm.
When you play in the Series X, it's 60 FPS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See?
Dirt 5, depending on your TV, you could also put it all the way to 120 FPS.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's going to be a different experience for depending on the game that you play, you know? So
yeah. Right off the gate, it's already going to be a lot of fun, great experience. Give it about a year, and it's going to be the future is going to be now.
Yeah.
Give it about a year. And that Quick Resume, people say, oh, I'm not really going to use it. But it's going to be quick. The graphics are going to be incredible. Frame rate. And you're just going to keep switching and have an amazing time.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So now, we're going to wrap it up now. But how was the ending when we also give you the last surprise for you? Because you got emotional, man.
I did. Especially when you mentioned why you're doing it, why you chose me. You know, working in the Bronx, the community struggling with COVID and having a tough year. And then you're like, you know what? This guy needs a break. Let me give this guy this opportunity. And and for him to enjoy this. It was incredible, man. Man, yeah. You got me choke up.
It's all good.
No, but so, it was an amazing experience, man.
Yeah. So Microsoft gave us a 1 year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for you.
Yeah.
And also Astro Gaming hooked us up with the brand new 820s. That's for next gen, so you could use that for your console.
Yeah.
I mean, I when we mentioned that to you, you were like, "I can't believe this is what? Yeah. What is?
I can't believe this? I never had headphones that sounded like that." Oh man, playing Doom with that! I literally had to take one ear off just so I could hear Danny and Tony, because I didn't want to be you know feel rude or anything like that.
That's all good. It's all
if
good.
I had it immersed. And it was like barely on, like the volume. If I cranked it up, it's like you will be in the game. That's how the sound was. It was incredible. And then Game Pass Ultimate is where it's at.
Yeah. I know you were talking about that since you got here. Like, man, I love Game Pass.
That Microsoft got it right. Microsoft got it That's right, cool. And you can't hate that they were first to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is for gamers. This is not. I mean, they found a way to make it profitable for them, but it's not at our expense. They figured out through maybe having a lot of people do it, but we don't have to worry about that. Worry about the experience. And Game Pass Ultimate is for gamers. It's over 100 games. They keep getting developers. Studios like Bethesda, just to make the content in the library. More vast and diverse and that's where it's at, man. Having all this content, there's games I've never played. Yakuza, we just started playing Yakuza recently.
Yeah,
I played Yakuza Zero for the first time ever on xCloud.
On xCloud,
through Game Pass.
Yeah,
on my phone, on my Android, and I plan on playing more of that and seeing the other Yakuzas, because they have a few in there. And
the new one, which you actually played too, though.
Yeah, the new one, it has like that JRPG, like Tony was saying.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's incredible, it's incredible, Game Pass, man. And I can't believe I got a year of that. And
there you go, man.
It's going to be great, man.
All right, so last, anything else you want to wrap it up with? Like, you know, because I couldn't sleep. I was super hyped. Just to see your reaction and just seeing your face, like smiling the whole time. You were like in shock. That was like the best moment in my career, man. That was one of my highlights, man.
Man, sure. I just want to say thank you. Seriously, thank you, Danny, for this experience. I came here excited, you know, butterflies, just to meet you, you know, and just to talk games with you, which I'm able to do now.
Yeah.
But that right there was a lifetime experience. And you were able to provide that to somebody. You were able to provide that to me, and I'm eternally grateful, humble, and I'm really looking forward to when the new system comes out. And I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity I got to be the first consumer
in the world,
and you know, and to represent New York and the Bronx and represent healthcare. Is unbelievable experience.
Cool, man. We got to play online, man. We got to play
online. So, Maybe some fantasy star.
Let's do it.
Show me up.
Yeah.
Because I just started because of you. I never really knew about that game.
Yeah, the new game is going to be, it's 3, but technically, but next gen. I can't wait. That comes out next year.
Yeah, okay.
And it's free too. So,
yeah. All right. So we have to try. Yeah. We have to do it.
Yeah. So I just want to say thanks to 368, the whole crew. For helping me out with this. Also, Xbox, Astro Gaming, everybody, man, that been involved with this, man. Tony Polanco from Throwdown, shout out to him, man. And yeah, hopefully we could do this in the future again once another console comes out, right? Like, in the future.
7 years, I'll be here.
Yeah, like in seven or 10 years, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, man, but yeah. Michael, man, thanks a lot
thank
for coming,
you so
man.
Much,
and
man.
Thanks for supporting Gamer Tag Radio, man. It means a lot.
Thank you, man. This is the best podcast out there, man.
Man, there you
really
go.
Is.
Yeah,
really
thanks, is. Man.
Check it out. Check it out, man, if you haven't.
Peace.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to have more content coming up. Also, shout out to Kinda Funny. They've been having Hispanic Heritage Month all week on all their shows, and they invited me to be on 3 different podcasts. So make sure to go to kindafunnygames.com and search for the couple episodes I was on. I was on the game Kinda Funny podcast, Games Daily podcast, and also XCast. We talked about a lot about Xbox. So let me know what you think. And to all the new listeners, thank you for subscribing and listening to the, to GTR. All right, until next time, stay tuned. We're going to have more content coming up in the future. All right, peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.